With less than a year to go before the first primary votes are cast, U.S. presidential candidates from both parties made a final fundraising push in late March. Based on the required disclosures from the individual candidates, Republican Party strategist Matthew Dowd says the results are impressive.
There is just no historical precedent for the quantity of fundraisers and the amount of fundraisers people have done.
And it appears the effort has paid off for some candidates. Senator Hillary Clinton of New York raised $26 million in just 10 weeks, nearly twice as much as Democratic Party rival John Edwards, who took in $14 million. For Republicans, former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani raised $15 million, but trails former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney, who declared campaign contributions of $23 million. Michael Toner, former chairman of the Federal Election Committee, says although a lot of factors can come into play, the money raise is an important indicator of voter support.
And the difference between raising $15 million versus $20 million can be enormous in terms of public perceptions, how strong your candidacy is.
But some experts warn against putting too much stock on the early numbers. Campaign finance reformer Fred Wertheimer.
It's a snapshot right now. We could be in a very different place 6 or 9 months from now.
Senator John McCain, once considered the Republican to beat, fell short of expectations after generating what would have been a respectable sum in previous years, $12.5 million. Matthew Dowd says it's about expectations.
If you don't exceed expectations and you go below expectations, it's a huge problem. If you exceed expectations, it's a good day.
Another candidate facing high expectations is Democratic Senator Barack Obama, who has yet to reveal his fundraising numbers. Candidates have until April 15th to disclose dollar amounts, but party organizers say fundraising for the next 3 months is already underway. Millar Sega, VOA News.